In the spring fallout, you'll have the birds staging in South and Central America, getting ready in the late afternoon to start their flight across the Gulf of Mexico. Generally, they'll have a southerly tailwind helping them across the Gulf. They're going to fly at night because there are less predators, and it's cooler, so they use less body fat and muscle to make the trip across the Gulf, because you're talking about a bird that weighs maybe 3 or 4 ounces, sometimes hardly an ounce, like a hummingbird, and they're going to make that 15 to 18 hour flight in one trip. So when they get to Grand Isle, they're looking for water and their food. They're looking for the protection that the oak trees afford them, because the trees are so dense. There's lots of places to hide and rest. But it's daylight when they get here. So what you're going to see, let's say you have warblers coming across the Gulf at night. Hundreds of thousands are leaving South America at the same time, and they're flying across the Gulf, and maybe they're within a couple hundred miles of Grand Isle, and they experience a front coming from northern Louisiana and the northern part of the United States that's bringing some north winds. And these north winds meet the south winds, and the birds that are flying on this southerly tailwind can't fight the north wind because they're too tired. And so when they see Grand Isle, what happens is they just fall out of the sky, literally fall out of the sky, into the grassy areas of the island, into the wooded areas, people's lawns and people's porches. They've been known to fall out on the platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. We had such a fallout of ruby-throat hummingbirds 3 years ago, the spring after Katrina. You could walk in the woods or walk in your front yard, and the birds were just on the ground. They were flying around looking for food and water, and children were youngsters going to grade school. One March morning, they got up to go to school, and as they were leaving the house, the three boys came running back inside. They were all excited because the front field in front of the house, which is a huge expanse, about 90 feet by about 250 feet, was just a carpet of blue because it was nothing but indigo buntings.
Beautiful bird that comes to Grand Isle during the spring. When we were growing up, they had about tens of thousands. I'm talking about painted buntings, indigo bunting, grosbeak, all kind of tropical birds. They still come to Grand Isle, but not as much. And I was a person that always had caged birds, always, when we were kids. We trap them and raise them in captivity. My grandmother had a painted bunting for 11 years, grosbeak. You see them about 100. Last year they were here about 1,000. They kind of come together. That's when you see the fallout. They are mostly the fallouts. Always we wait for the bird season. We wait for that. Today they got friends from all over. They come from Scotland, from New Zealand. They come, they call me a lot. Are the birds there, you know, from the bird club in the home and everything? Hey, Ambrose, are the birds there? Yeah, oh yeah, they're here the next day. So we still do that today.
We are very unique as a part of the Mississippi Flyway for migratory birds, both in the fall and in the spring. We're the only barrier island that is a live oak hackberry forest. And we're dead center of the Mississippi Flyway. So we're very important to the neotropical songbirds, as well as migrating waterfowl that flies through here in the spring and fall. The forest on Grand Isle is about 10% of what it once was. As a barrier island, for the protection that we offer to the coast further inland, to the New Orleans, Lafourche, Jefferson Parish areas, and the forest is important to the Grand Isle residents. It cools the island. It also lessens the winds in a hurricane situation. I don't think that we can live without this balance, because trees have such a cooling effect as well as cleansing the air, reproducing our oxygen. So it's if we don't help keep nature in balance, we'll be in serious trouble, because we already are in serious trouble due to some imbalances.
Oh my God, it must have been beautiful. The oak trees were just, oh yeah, and the flowers, the garden of the farmland. I remember it from in my childhood comparison to now. It was, it hadn't eroded near as much. The marsh was so rich. It must have been a paradise.
Glen Isle is a wonderful place over here.
Yeah, and it's a big horizon. It's one of the first places you can actually see horizon in South Louisiana, because A, you're high enough up, and B, you're high enough to where you go, oh, you can start to see water, and you can really see the marsh. Then as you drive on through, your blood pressure starts to drop a little, and by the time you get past Fouchon and you're on your way, you can really see the marsh, and you start to see the fish jumping in the along the ditches, and it's, even though with our little trees dying on the side of the road, then by the time you really get the island in your view, and you're like, oh yeah. Well, when you cross the bridge coming onto the island, as people have told me, and as I've experienced myself, you're just like, I'm home. And you relax. People that come in from all over the United States, and they all summarily say the same thing. They cannot get this sort of relaxation anywhere else. So Grand Isle is this private little quiet oasis.
It is a place where people come together and make things work. They love each other. They build upon each other. American history and Louisiana history proves that different nationalities got together. It's beautiful. You're free. You're actually free. You're able to walk out and smell life. Smell the Gulf breeze. It's open. Nothing there to harm you. You're there. You're just about there by yourself. It's just open life. It's free. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. Most of my life, that was one of my greatest things, was to get up every morning and just walk the island, walk the beach, and just smell. And just, it's peaceful. Very peaceful. Peaceful and tranquil.
That is place, because it's a beautiful place. Like no other. There's no other place like it. No other. Personally, I never ever want to leave Grand Isle.